Commentary. I'm at the Taggart Student Center on Utah State University's campus, and students are gathered here watching this election coverage on CNN. They have a big projector set up, and they're sitting around and enjoying this together. They're debating. There's a lot of conversation going on, talking about the results as they come in. I spoke with the PR director for the Utah State University College Republicans Club here on campus, and he says he's actually been surprised by some of the results. He was surprised to see Donald Trump take North Carolina, and of course he's happy about it. He voted for Donald Trump and other Republicans, but he's actually surprised also by Utah's results, as they're coming in well for Donald Trump too here in Utah.
I think Utahns are pretty likely to vote straight party, maybe a little different than this year, but it looks like Trump's going to win big in Utah, so probably.
So how is it looking, and how are you feeling as things are coming in?
It's going down to the wire. Trump's got Florida, Ohio, North Carolina. New Hampshire will be close. Clinton won Colorado, and so, I don't know, it's going to be really, really close. We'll see how Michigan plays out and a couple of those other states like Wisconsin.
So you didn't help put on this event, but you're here. What do you think of it?
We really like it. We like to be with a lot of the other students. It doesn't matter really what party and everything. It's good to be together and to have differences with everyone. It's a fun atmosphere.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier that you feel like it's a little bit more skewing to the left as far as those who are here than to the right. Do you feel out of place here?
A little bit, but we're having fun like we expect it, and that's okay. That there's, you know, we just want everyone to participate. So it doesn't bug me that much, but we are the minority here tonight, so.
Just to give you a feel for the atmosphere here, students have their laptops out, they're watching the results on different websites as well as on the TV screen, and a few students I saw had maps set up, and they have crayons, and they're coloring the maps as the results come in, red or blue, and counting the electorates themselves and keeping track, and it's really fun to see. With Utah Public Radio News on the Utah State University campus, I'm Amy Kobabe.